This can be the happiest time of the year for a lot of people, but for some, it can be the most difficult for people dealing with loss, living with mental illness, or coping with stress and isolating themselves during the holiday season. It is not an easy time. Aretha Justice is a volunteer with the National Alliance on Mental Health, Wake County, and she's also the owner of Deborah's Faith Coaching, and she joins us now. Ms. Justice, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm fine. So do you find yourself busy during this time of year with people who are dealing with loss during the holidays?
Absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but you know, it can also be a very stressful time of the year. And I found myself like the week or so before Thanksgiving kind of feeling a bit anxious and kind of panicking through the holiday because, you know, it came so fast, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so much, so many things to do, so much preparation that we need to make during this time. And it can be a very stressful time. And as you mentioned, it can be a lonely time that we've seen for some people.
How did you get past the depression that you used to feel during the holidays?
Well, what I tried to do, and I'm the type of person that when I feel bad, I find a way to go help someone else. And so I find myself volunteering with different organizations, trying to help with collecting toys for children and collecting food for the shelters. And it really helps me get through feeling lonely and feeling low. So I've tried to find things that I can give back to the community that will be very helpful to people.
Now, when people deal with mental illness, they tend to become isolated. What can you do to help them become less isolated? I can speak from experience on this here because I've had some bouts with depression too in the past, and it's a tough hole to climb out of.
It is. And what I feel is that we need to be a community. Don't leave people by themselves. I believe in this saying that I'm my brother's keeper. You're your sister's keeper. I think if we just help each other, just call, check on the person, find out what they really need. Sometimes if they insist that they want to be lonely, offer to do things for them. Like maybe you take them out for coffee or take them out for coffee and dessert. Or take them a meal. Don't just let them be in a lonely state. And I think that helps if we have community and we just care for one another and look out for each other.
Yeah.
Show a little love, you know?
Yeah. How important is setting boundaries also?
Boundaries are very important because, as I mentioned, this is an overwhelming time of the year. We tend to maybe overspend. Not just spending, but overindulging with food. And I think if we just kind of plan our budgets, sometimes you have to say no to some of those Christmas parties. And you know what? No is a complete sentence. You don't even have to really give an explanation. And so I think if we plan a budget accordingly, plan what activities that we feel that we're comfortable in doing,
mm-hmm.
and things that we're not comfortable, it's okay to say no.
How much is a help? How much is exercising a help in trying to get over holiday depression?
Exercise is a wonderful tool. I love to go for walks. I highly encourage that for people. If your regimen, you may walk, maybe go to the gym. I think those things are very important. I also like to recommend journaling. That helps. To write down those tasks that you need to do. That way it helps you kind of have a list of those things and you don't feel like you have to tackle them all at once, but just take one activity at a time. Another thing that's very helpful is soothing music. I love just to sometimes just turn on some music and just kind of let my mind relax. Journaling is also helpful. Thoughts of gratitude. You know, sometimes we just stop and think, a lot of times we think what we don't have, but then let's think about what we do have. Think about that one thing that you're grateful for, and that helps as well.
How much, you mentioned that you had to deal with depression, you had to become a single parent at one point, not all that long ago. How much do you rely on your own experiences in order to help other people?
Well, it does help a lot, because knowing that I can communicate with others and to let them know that, you know, it's okay if you're not okay. I try to be that listening ear, and it's not about fixing people, but it's about letting people feel heard and feel a sense of belonging, and that really helps.
Absolutely, and we hope that people can find the help that they need here, because you volunteer with NAMI and you help other families go through. And is this typically your busiest time of the year, do you think?
It is very busy. We have support groups that people can join, and those help. We also have family-to-family groups in which if you have a loved one, it helps you, gives you coping skills so that you're able to assist your loved ones. And so it is a time of the year where when you're experiencing mental illnesses, sometimes it increases during this time of the year. And so we just try to work with people to help them so that they do have that community and that they are not isolated, because that's what we don't want them to feel. We don't want them to feel alone. And so we just reach out, or we ask people to reach out to one another and just be that support system as best as you can.
Aretha Justice is a volunteer with the National Alliance on Mental Health, Wake County, and also the owner of Deborah's Faith Coaching. We thank you so much for joining us. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season, Aretha. And thank you for all the work you're doing to help people. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You as well. Take care.
Thank you.